from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is really ticked off at the State Board of Public Utilities for raising prices for residents starting in June. He's now urging the BPU to reverse rate increases. Atlantic City Electric customers could expect to see the highest increase at $28 a month, while JCP&L customers will have to pay $22 more a month. Gottheimer calls the hikes outrageous. After 6 years, a New Jersey fugitive has been captured in Mexico.
Brian Rivers of Gloucester Township was charged in 2019 with first-degree aggravated sexual assault of a local child and 12 other related offenses. Rivers fled the country and remained at large as one of Camden County's most wanted fugitives. Police say the 42-year-old was finally taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Puebla, Mexico on February 11th and sent back to New Jersey the next day. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here. It's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. A New Jersey church was the victim of a disgusting act of vandalism last week.
Human feces was found in the baptismal font of the Church of the Holy Rosary in Edgewater on February 12th. That vandalistic act follows multiple thefts at the church. In response, the church will be locking its doors in the afternoons starting at 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. In a statement, church leaders said, quote, "We sincerely regret the necessity of closing the church, thus prohibiting the well-intentioned and faithful from spending time in the Lord's house in sacred prayer and contemplation." Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Starbucks is making a change to its cups that will impact iced coffee fans. The coffee giant will no longer offer a cold drink orders in plastic cups in some locations, switching instead to fiber-based compostable cups. They're made from molded fiber. They come with both flat and dome-shaped lids. That change will eventually be made nationwide. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Looks like one more freezing day, and then what? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So the big snowstorm that passed south of New Jersey yesterday is out of here. 4 inches of snow fell in Delaware. Cape May and Wildwood, New Jersey only saw a coating of snow. Now we have a new impulse riding in from the west that'll spark some snow showers today. Spotty light stuff, but possibly enough to put a fresh dusting or coating on the ground. We'll transition from sun to clouds this afternoon with those spotty snow showers. Highs today in the upper 20s. Snow showers go away this evening, then clearing skies with a brisk wind kicking up. Lows around 20, but the wind chill feels like temperature closer to 10 overnight. Tomorrow will be sunny and breezy and a little bit warmer. Highs in the mid-30s. The warming trend will continue this weekend with lots of sunshine on Saturday, highs near 40, bumping into the mid-40s on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Thank you, Dan. Right now across New Jersey, we've got 26 in Scotch Plains, 26 in Belmar, 26 in Mays Landing. Weather's brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call them at 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.